Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and systems sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and systems sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups. Do you ever want to whisk your family away on a fun and exhilarating adventure? What if we helped you make it a possibility every single week? And from the comfort of your home, car, or wherever you are. It's the Cat in the Hat Cast, a weekly podcast presented by our partners at Purina. Your pet, our passion. Fill your week with sing-alongs, laughter, and a pinch of mayhem as you spend time with the oh-so-mischievous Cat in the Hat and his cautious pal, Fish. Tune in with the whole family, including your furriest friends, because when we spend time together, the fun never ends. You'll never guess what surprises the Cat in the Hat will pull out of his hat next. Follow the Cat in the Hat Cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's your first customer, Guy Raz. Now just stick to the script. You're going to do great.
Hello. This is Guy Raz, used idea salesman. Can I interest you in a recycled thought? Yes. What is our service, you ask? Mindy, what exactly are we doing here?
Oh, we are an eco-friendly think tank that gives you things to think about that have already been thought by other thinkers.
Wait, what?
Just say we're in the business of reusing old ideas to help you solve your new problems.
Oh, okay. Did you hear that? Good. Do you have any problems that need to be solved right now? Uh-huh. Okay, I see. So you need help selling the ice cream at your shop when it's cold outside?
Oh, I got that one. All you have to do is just microwave your ice creams and rebrand them as hot ice cream soup.
Oh, great idea. Ma'am? Yes, have you considered serving your ice cream piping hot?
Okay, let's call her back with a better idea later.
Well, I guess we should just start the game show and we can get back to this bad idea business later.
Hey, that's a good idea. Let's get to it. Magic the markers!
Hit the garbage disposal!
And drive the through in 3, 2, 1!
And now, for everyone's second favorite game show after toppling the patriarchy, it's...
two whats and a wow! With your hosts, Mindy and Guy Raz!
Two whats
and a wow!
Welcome back, wowzers! It's time for another useful round of two whats and a wow!
Two whats and a wow!
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats. And the category for today is... recycling. Mindy, why don't you refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it. Wowzers, we are going to present you with 3 scientific statements about recycling. But, and this is a big but, only one of those statements will be a true wow. The other two, just a couple of made-up whats.
Okay, let's get started. Which of the following statements is a true scientific wow about recycling? Is it A, scientists have converted water bottles into nail polish?
Or is it B, researchers have found a way to turn pee into bricks?
Or is it C, chewing gum can easily be turned into biogas to power people's homes?
When you think you know the answer, shout it at your recycling bin.
We're going to take a quick break to give you a chance to think, and when we come back, we'll reveal whether your wow is the winning wow.
To What's in a Wow, we'll be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd, but we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Now back to the show.
Okay, wowzers, it's time to reveal the winning wow.
But before we do, let's do a quick review.
We gave you three scientific statements about recycling and challenged you to guess which one was the one true wow.
Was it A, scientists have converted water bottles into nail polish?
Or was it B, researchers have found a way to turn pee into bricks?
Or was it C, chewing gum can easily be turned into biogas to power people's homes?
And to answer today's question, joining us by phone, it's Reagan from California. Reagan, what's the wow?
My wow in the world is that scientists have recently discovered how to make urine into bricks. I hope you make an episode on it.
Winner, winner, bricks for dinner!
If you guessed A, that researchers have found a way to turn human urine into bricks, congratulations, you found the winning wow.
You heard that right. By using a mixture of only urine, calcium, sand, and bacteria, scientists in South Africa have been able to produce gray bricks in just over 8 days.
Ew. But not to worry, wowzers. After about 48 hours, these bricks are utterly odorless. Plus, scientists are hopeful that these biobricks could be a more environmentally friendly way to produce bricks in the future.
Now, if you guessed B, we're sorry to tell you that recycled water bottle nail polish is not a thing. But you may be able to fly in an airplane fueled by old water bottles.
Scientists have found that if you melt certain kinds of plastic waste at extremely high temperatures with activated carbon, it can eventually be made into jet fuel.
And if you guessed C, unfortunately, chewing gum cannot be easily turned into biogas.
But some of our favorite foods can. Bananas, apples, and avocados can all be turned into a biogas that can help power generators, homes, and even gingerbread mansions.
Did you say gingerbread mansions?
Exactly. Now, Mindy, why don't you tell our winning wowzers what they've won?
Guy Raz, all of our winning wowzers today will be taking home their very own invisible trash-talking trash can. This state-of-the-art trash can kindly yells at you every time you throw something away.
Kindly yells?
Uh-huh. It shouts at you not to throw away your trash, as a kind reminder that if you can, you should try to reuse it instead.
Well, okay. Congratulations to all of our winning wowzers. That's just about all the time we have for today.
But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation Biomass to Biogas.
We learned that some of our favorite foods could be used to make biogas, and now we want to see you test this out.
All you need is a clean and empty plastic bottle, a balloon, and half a cup of smashed banana.
First, you'll need to place your mushy banana into your empty plastic bottle.
Then, fill the bottle with water until it's about 3/4 of the way full.
finally, attach a balloon to the opening of the plastic bottle. In just a few days, you should see those balloons inflate with biogas.
And don't forget to take a picture or video. Grown-ups, you can upload pictures and videos to us at tinkercast.com/share.
Well, that's all for today. Until next time, keep on wowing!
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to WOW in the World early and ad-free on Amazon Music.
Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts.
And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. Two What's in a WOW is executive produced by Meredith Halpern-Ranzer, Mindy Thomas, and me, Guy Raz.
Our writers are Anna Zagorski, Darnell Walker, Ruth Morrison, and Heba Gouda.
Sound production and design is by Elisheba Itoop and Marion Lozano, with help from our senior producer, Jed Anderson.
Special thanks to the rest of our team of tinkerers, including Anna Zagorski, Rebecca Caban, Henry Moskal, Jessica Bodie, Jacob Stein, and Jason Rabinowitz.
Our theme song was written and composed by the Pop-Ups. For more on their 3-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
And to keep the what's and the wows rolling, visit us at tinkercast.com. There you can find our 2 What's in a WOW Think and Tinker playbook, interactive Kahoot games, and info on becoming a member of the World Organization of Wowzers.
Grown-ups, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at 2 What's and a WOW, and our email address is hello@tinkercast.com.
Finally, if you're a kid with a big wow to share, it could be used on an upcoming episode of 2 What's and a WOW. Call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening and playing along. Meet us back here on Monday for WOW in the World.
WOW in the World was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by Wondery.
Thanks for sticking around after the show. And now it's time for a special sneak peek at Tinkercast and Wondery's brand new podcast, Once Upon a Beat. You can listen to the first 6 episodes right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus on Apple Podcasts. New episodes will be available everywhere starting May 1st.
What's up, what's up? I'm your fairy godfather of hip-hop, DJ Fuge. And over here is my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch. You ever think some of those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Well, we are over here digging through some crates of stories and tracks to bring you a fresh spin on the classics on our new podcast for kids and families, Once Upon a Beat. This is Once Upon a Beat.
It's time to take it back.
It's DJ Fuge.
Baby Scratch.
Remix the classic stories retold. Mystery and magic adventures unfold. Once Upon a Beat tells tales as old as time, but with brand new rhymes. And these classic tales all have a twist. We add some new beats and they get a remix. Rapunzel's got curly hair with a mind of its own. And Aladdin's got a genie trapped in his phone.
We used to do lamps, but now we have better tech.
We got a little country mouse who couldn't be cuter. John Henry rap battles a hip-hop computer.
I searched for the worst rapper in my whole database and came up with this picture. Wow, that's your face.
The tortoise is working. The hare's taking selfies. And we got a whole pack of wolves just trying to be healthy.
Who wants roasted rutabaga?
Goldilocks got a voice that could rock the whole nation. And our big bad wolf is so busy, he needs a vacation.
I quit.
When classic tales and hip-hop meet, it's a whole new story. It's Once Upon a Beat. From Wondery and Tinkercast, creators of Who's Amazing Life and Wow in the World, comes Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen everywhere on May 1st, or you can binge the first 6 episodes early and ad-free on Wondery Plus starting on April 10th. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Once Upon a Beat!